This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now. Through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time. We are presented by International Diamond Center. The Orlando Magic are back at it tomorrow night. They're going to host the Brooklyn Nets right here on 96.9 The Game. We'll have it for you at 6:30 on Bally Sports Florida as well. The Magic trying to snap a two-game losing streak. They were still only a half a game out of fourth place here in the Eastern Conference, and despite losses back-to-back to the New York Knicks and a couple of days ago to the Indiana Pacers. But the Magic have a chance to get back on track when they host the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow. They'll have the Toronto Raptors two games in a row, Friday in Toronto, Sunday in Orlando. So a big week coming up for the Orlando Magic. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here for this edition of Magic Drive Time. And Jake, I guess, as we know, we've got a big week coming up, but there is no bigger news than the news that came down here earlier this morning. The Orlando Magic extending Jamal Mosley, and the reports are that it is a four-year contract that will go through the 2027-28 season, and again, that's part of the report, but the Magic do confirm that Jamal Mosley did indeed get a contract extension, and first and foremost, congratulations to Jamal Mosley and his staff, and also to Jeff Weltman in the front office, because this is 150,000% the right thing to do. Jamal Mosley has found, we'll get into the reasons why and what he's done and what this team looks like, but anyone that has spent any time with Jamal Mosley knows that he is a genuine human being, that he has everyone else's best interest at heart when he took this job and what we've seen from these past three seasons. So for Jamal Mosley, the human, this is absolutely well-deserved, and I don't know that there is a better human being that is an NBA head coach right now than Jamal Mosley. So well-deserved, congratulations, and this is outstanding for him, for his family, and for this Orlando Magic franchise moving forward.
Yeah, I think it's great news, you know, across the board. You and I are obviously happy for Coach Mosley, the person, because we know him a little bit. And we've been around enough coaches to know that, like, what you see is what you get with that guy. He is genuine. Talked about it last week quite a bit. Players will sniff you out, and usually pretty quickly, if you're not. And Coach Mosley connects with those guys on a way I've seen very few coaches in my time, from afar, connect with young NBA players and professional athletes. There's a trick to it, man. And he gets buy-in. He's able to extract every last bit from every guy, 1 through 18 on roster, and every coach and every member of his staff, which, as we know, each year grows and grows. It's just kind of the nature of being an NBA head coach in 2024. When you go up to 30,000 feet and you think about some mistakes that teams and franchises have made over the years as you're building, and then you get caught up with, like, how do we get to the next level? Sometimes it's hiring an experienced head coach. Sometimes it's making a big move and jeopardizing the future for one player that you think puts over the top. Since Jeff Weltman took over, and John Hammond and Anthony Parker, and everybody deserves credit within the front office, 2G on down the line. Since those guys have taken over, it's been about building something that is sustainable and that you can build upon year after year. And I think when they got to that point, both with Steve Clifford and with the old roster, where they said, like, we got to start over, you wanted to make sure that you were hiring and putting in place people who were going to be here for the long haul. And I think Coach Mosley was the perfect candidate at that time because he was able to do both. And now we're seeing him grow into a coach who's teaching young players how to accept a standard and how to build and how to get from this level to that, leveling up, we talked about. But it took a special kind of coach and a special kind of person to start at that point, Dante, because it was really, really rough for the first few years, obviously.
Very difficult.
And so we talked a lot at that time about his optimism and how unique it was to be preaching that same message day in and day out and have it registering and start to see results. And now it's about, I think, building upon that. And I think it's really easy to say, okay, all we're one move away from going over the top. Whereas if you just trust the voice in charge that he's going to be able to keep building and building, then that's the way to do it. And so I think it's a good move, obviously, for everybody involved. But I think this is the way to get where we want to get. And I think 2 years from now, it's going to look like just as good a move as it does right now.
Well, and very seldom do guys get to see these rebuilds through. You know, we've talked about it a number of times on this show. And, you know, the guy J.B. Bickerstaff up in Cleveland was one of those guys that got that opportunity. And there are very few that have been able to be handed a team that's going to win 22 games and then get to see the turnaround and then get to be here for the duration of it. And he's going to get that opportunity. And I that is well deserved. So, we are huge fans of Mo's the person, but we're also huge fans and believers in Mo's the coach, because we've seen that, and you alluded to a lot of it. I mean, you look at what he's had to deal with. He comes in this year 37-28. Last year they went 34-48. The year before, 22-60. So that 22-60 is what you're talking about, to be the eternal optimist, to get through it when you're knowing what you're signing up for. But then in just 1 year's time, to have the largest turnaround, single season turnaround in the Eastern Conference. Now, a lot of that goes with Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner as well. So the front office has to hit. You have to hit on draft picks, and that happened, in addition to a guy that's coaching them the right way. And we're seeing growth, right? So now here you sit, you've already got three more wins than you did all of last year, and there's 17 games left. So who knows what your record is going to look like. You're going to be north of 40 wins. You're going to be close to 50 by the time this season is all over with, and that is a massive, massive turnaround here in the Eastern Conference. So that is huge. And there's two things you have not been armed with if you're Magic head coach Jamal Mosley, and that's health, right? You haven't had bodies. You've not had the luxury of your entire unit since you got here until parts of this year, right? This year, you're the 14th most injured team, 142 games lost to injury. So you're right about the middle of the pack. And look at that. Just occasional health has got you a half a game out of fourth in the Eastern Conference, right? Just a smidge of consistency from time to time. And you still, you know, you're pulling into Madison Square Garden thinking you're ready to go, and all of a sudden Jalen Suggs can't go, right? So you still don't know day-to-day on occasion with what's going to happen, with what's ailing guys. 2 years ago, 400, last year, second most injured team in the NBA. 2 years ago, the most injured team in the NBA, over 400 games lost to injury or illness, and you kept them upbeat and you found a way for them to play. Right, so that was huge. You set the tone, your standard there in the first year, and then last year, okay, we got to get better, and you did. You were contending for a playoff spot, and then this year you're going to get in. So that's what you've done there. You're tied for fourth in defensive rating. You've allowed the third fewest points per game in the NBA. So now all of a sudden you're one of the best defenses in the NBA, because the other thing, the two things you haven't been armed with, you have not been armed with help, and you have not been armed with any 3-point shooting whatsoever. Here, the last, right? This is now 3 years where you have had 0 3-point shooting, but you're bottom of the NBA the last 3 years. So you took that and said, okay, we're not gonna take a bunch of threes. We're gonna take fewer threes than anybody, and we're gonna be one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. And a feather in his cap. Now you've got the length, you've got to have the bodies that can do that, and you've been armed with some of those bodies, but you found out, how does this team be successful? And it is on the defensive end. And that is what the standard is. And that is what he holds them accountable to night in and night out.
And I'll give you one more thing he hasn't been armed with, and then this is partially by design as well, is veterans and getting young right. players, getting young players to defend at the clip that he has is something you just do not see. Probably the only other guy in the league who I think has been able to do that is probably going to be the coach of the year, Mark Daigneault, in Oklahoma City, right? And somehow I saw this the other day. Do you know that? Remember when the season started, we were the fourth youngest team in the league. We're now the third youngest team in the league. And I do not believe that we're getting younger, so I'm not sure exactly how that works. But I did see the other day we're the third youngest team in the league. Somebody got older, apparently. But I think that's the magic behind all of this, pun intended, is to get a roster of 24 and 25-year-olds on average, right? And your two best players are, 21 and 22, to defend at a top-five clip. You just don't see it. And so that's the foundation. That's the secret sauce. And that's what you're going to build upon moving forward. But you're right. Like we're so far ahead of the timeline, and I'm not sure we're all appreciating that fact. Like, we wanted to grow and ascend bit by bit, and I don't think anybody expected to be here at this point. And you can't just say, like, you know, I think a lot of times you go, well, yeah, you got Paolo Banchero. Obviously, you know, he won 12 more games than the year before. Well, he coached Paolo Banchero, right? Like these
That's right.
are they don't operate in a vacuum. Part of the reason Paolo was rookie of the year last year was because Jamal Mosley was his head coach, and Paolo will be the first person.
Let me throw this at you. The Spurs have Victor Wembanyama, and they're going to win fewer games this year than they did last year.
Right.
And that's probably going to be, if not the runaway rookie of the year, he's going to be. It's going to be close, and if not, he's second. But either way, that is a once-in-a-generational player that they have in San Antonio, and that hasn't alone got them 12 more wins than last year.
Exactly. I think that's a great point. And who knows, maybe they're positioning themselves for Oscar, for the younger brother. There's another Wembanyama coming.
What
are we going to do?
There's another guy from France coming this year that could be the number one pick in the draft.
I have no idea how to say his last name either. I've been working on it. We better get used to it. But no, I think it's, you know, we've talked a lot about Jamal Mosley, the person, but obviously, like, the results are there. And you could be a great guy, but if you're not winning games and if you're not teaching young players how to win consistently in this league, then it's not going to matter.
And here's the other thing too, Jake. To me, in my opinion, and I don't know this, but when you look at the team and you look at the roster and you look at the rotations, this is the first year where it's been like, okay, you play now whoever you think can win you the basketball game. Right, we don't have to get looks at people anymore. Yes. You remember it was R.J. Hampton and Mo Bamba for the majority of last year that we had to know what we had. Right, and again,
and Bol.
These are flashes, great flashes, but again, what ultimately ended up happening was high mistake players. Right, guys that made a lot of mistakes and got beat a lot on the defensive end, and that hurt you, you know, at times. So, but again, you had to find out what you had, and still in doing that. You still had a 12-win improvement from the year before. So to me, it seems like, okay, now we're all in. Like, if we have a chance to win a basketball game, who are the guys that are going to help me win the game? And I think that has been a huge difference, too.
Yeah, and I don't want to beat up on those guys, but I think the proof's kind of in the pudding.
No,
but Bol's in a very unique situation in Phoenix where they're kind of, you know, living through some of those mistakes. But if you look at the playing time and the roster situation of most of the guys who aren't here anymore, you know, you can kind of see why. And I think that stuff's so important. And that's also a feather in the cap for Jeff Weltman in the front office. Like, yes, you know, the first 2 years we had this sort of wide open, and I should just say the first year and a half, because basically the second half of last year was the beginning of what we're seeing.
Yeah, you had to know what you had. Guys had to play so you knew what you had. And again, those guys have an opportunity to go on and have great careers and be great players. It just didn't work here, and I think those are probably the reasons why. But you had to see what you had. So again, I don't think really he fully got to implement what he wanted to do until this year.
Yeah, exactly. And for it to be working this well this quickly is pretty dang impressive, right? And I also think, like, you know, I always read into listening to his peers. Those pregame pressers, like, that stuff goes a long way when they talk about, you know, how we have a brand of basketball, like Mike Malone's comments earlier in the season, like, that Magic team's going to play the same way no matter what.
Right, right.
And that all starts with the head of the snake, Coach Mosley. He's just built a culture here, and it's taken him 2.5 seasons to do it. Like,
right,
it's pretty remarkable.
Well, and it's amazing. Every city we go to, there's stars on every team that are coming up and talking to Jamal Mosley because he's got a history. He's coached a lot of them with the USA Select team. He's coached a lot of them in Dallas. He's coached them with Brunson and Doncic. I mean, he has relationships. This guy has relationships with almost everybody. So when it comes time to strike in free agency and a guy's deciding what team he wants to play on, if I'm a Magic fan, it greatly, greatly, greatly helps me that Jamal Mosley is my head coach. And I think that factors in absolutely huge. So for a number of reasons, this is awesome news for Jamal Mosley, for the Magic, for Jeff Weltman, for Magic fans, now that he has been extended and will be part of this thing here moving forward. So congrats again to Jamal Mosley on a well-deserved contract extension. Cheer on your Orlando Magic on Wednesday, March 27th during Golden State's only visit to Kia Center this season. You can experience Magic together when Paolo and the team take on Steph Curry and the Warriors. Be one of the first 10,000 fans in attendance and you can receive a limited edition Paolo Banchero bobblehead, courtesy of AdMed Health. People go crazy still for these bobbleheads. Buy your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com. More Magic Drive Time when we return in a moment.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive. Intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Coach Mose of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Great to have you with us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you. Time now for our call of the game. It's brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit Glip.com to learn more. Obviously, the call of the game is the decision to extend Magic head coach Jamal Mosley. A terrific decision. And again, the reports and rumors are that it's a four-year extension that will keep him through the 27-28 season. So well-deserved. So you move on. Now the matter at hand, 17 games remain for this Orlando Magic team, and you've hit you've run in the mud here the last couple of games. You've hit a little bit of a wall. You kind of had your first taste of playoff intensity, not getting the whistle, getting roughed up a little bit, and didn't handle it great, in all honesty, here the last two games. So an opportunity to learn from it as you get ready for the Brooklyn Nets coming into your building here tomorrow. You have plenty of time. You really didn't lose much ground here in the Eastern Conference. You're still a half a game out of fourth in the East, and a chance to right the ship here tomorrow, we're starting with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, and this is going to be a really sort of interesting stretch, especially these next three games, I think. That one game against Brooklyn and then those two against Toronto. Both those teams are, you know, Toronto is kind of a mess right now. Brooklyn is, I think, just sort of treading water, I guess, till the end of the season. Still a chance.
Well, I thought they were done, and then they go to Cleveland and blow out the Cavs last night. So where did
they
go?
They're, what, 3.5 games out of the 10 seed. They, I don't know, with Kevin Ollie there, it doesn't seem like they're, oh, here we come, right?
Right, sure.
But
sure.
They also, it doesn't seem like they've completely let go of the rope. I think, and you know, no matter what, we know that team matches up well against us. As you get into this 8-game homestand, I think they'll start to settle in, and we've got some good Western Conference competition coming. We got to get, I think, 2 out of the next 3, right? Like, you certainly can't let Toronto beat you twice this weekend in this weird home and home. And a big one tomorrow, just like, where are we right now? I think we took care of Brooklyn the last time we saw them, and it meant something because of what Brooklyn had done to us the two times previous. Now all of a sudden, it's just show us that what we've seen in New York and against Indiana the last few days isn't where you guys are right now. I think with 2 days off, I think this news with Coach Mosley will revitalize a little bit.
Yes.
Room, but you nailed it, D, and we keep using that phrasing, like, you're running in mud right now. That doesn't necessarily get better immediately, right? Like, everybody's tired across the league, so you're going to have to find some juice from somewhere. But hopefully, you know, we'll check the injury report tomorrow, and hopefully you're good to go and you get some guys back, and then you're able to go out there and play at home the way you need to play before you head up for a one-off up in Canada.
Yeah, well, I think Magic fans vastly underestimate the importance of a Jalen Suggs. You didn't have him the last two games. That's your best three-point shooter. That's a guy that's made more threes than anybody here this season. And to not have, Cole Anthony mentioned it after the last game, to not have that offensive weapon, a guy that can spread the floor. When you struggle mightily from beyond the arc, the Magic just 9 of 36 in the last game, 25% shooting. From beyond the arc, so you weren't making them, and then you compounded that mistake by taking more of them because you were behind. You had to play catch up, and ultimately couldn't get back in it. So unfortunately, you lose those last two. But I'm telling you, I don't ever think I'm like Mo Wagner. I don't think you have to lose to understand, right? I don't think you have to lose to get better. I think you can very much learn lessons while you're winning. And I think they did to some degree. They were beating all those under 500 teams. It wasn't pretty. They were turning the ball over. Well, I think they're going to come out angry, re-energized, also with a couple of days off. And I think they're going to make a big, big push these final 17 starting tomorrow.
See, I'm also like Mo Wagner in that I think that sometimes you just got to bang your head against the wall until.
Hey, that's right. Right. That's exactly right.
That's right. That's exactly what I thought after that New York game. Like, we needed a little bit more. Because this time of year, like, if you just hit, you hit first. And I'm talking about rebounding, I'm talking about defending, I'm just talking about being physical and tough. You're going to win some games just based on that alone. Like, yes, you can't just go throwing a whole bunch of elbows and beating teams up. You need to execute. But I think with the way that we have built this thing, going back to Coach Mosley and the defensive first mentality, if we just go out there and defend the way that we know how to, the shots, the offense will take care of itself. A lot of times when we're at our best, our defense is creating offense anyways. So just focus on that end of the floor. Just try to hold a team under 100 night in and night out, and then we'll let the pips fall where they may. The shots will fall eventually, but if we just go in and lock in on defensive game plans really the rest of the way, that's the secret sauce. That's the formula.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's gotten us this far, and when you're super tired, you can still defend. The jumper may be a little bit flat, but if you hold
that's
a team
right.
to 98
You'll
points,
always be
right no matter what, right?
Well, and the second most times in the team has done it the second most times in the NBA, holding an opponent under 100 points. So that's a feather in their cap. In this day and age, with all these points that are getting scored, just remarkable what they've done defensively. Upcoming games, look ahead, powered by Ticketmaster. Game tomorrow against Brooklyn. Friday in Toronto, 7:30 start, 7 o'clock pregame. And then Sunday back home against Toronto, 6 o'clock game, 5:30 pregame. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time. We're back tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here, 96.9 The Game.